smallest opening of hope. God through the windows wide open, and through them, healing, forgiveness, and reconciliation began to bloom, where once there was only dry land. We live in a time of much transition and uncertainty. How will we choose to respond? Can we, in moments of darkness, trust that the lamp of God has not yet gone out? Maybe the word of the Lord isn't so rare if we just have ears to listen. Maybe God is trying to tell us something. Can we have the courage to say, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening"? God says to Samuel, "What I'm about to say and do is going to make your ears tingle." I wonder, along with author Donna Shaper, when was the last time you felt a tingle about the word of the Lord for you? Holding on to hope and the openness to God's presence at work, we can begin to feel a tingle. Hear what Samuel heard. God is going to do a new thing. Let your ears hear. Shaper continues to write, "Imagine a world where things are fair, where those you love are well, where you look outside at a child playing on a safe street, where economic obsession is gone and decent jobs and fair salaries replace it. Imagine good things, and then believe that they are coming." Nathaniel asked his friend Philip, "What good could possibly come from Nazareth, let alone be the hope for all the world?" You might ask yourself, "What good could come from me, from this small place?" But like Nate, with enough openness to God's possibilities, let us come and see. Perhaps we will hear Jesus say to us, "You think that's something? You ain't seen nothing yet." The way to tingle is to open your eyes to see. Look around you. Look here now. Look back to the scripture and God's powerful history, and look to the future with hope. Open your ears, and soon they will begin to tingle.